Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
A little after 4 p.m. on Wednesday, the Alaska Division of Elections posted their final update before absentee ballots are counted. They have posted results from all 441 precincts that reported results. Important to note, the Alaska Division of Elections has yet to count over 122,000 absentee ballots, so all results before then will be unofficial. Their deadline to have those votes counted is November 18th. Their plan is to begin counting on November 10th. In the race for Alaska's three electoral votes for U.S. President, Donald Trump, the Republican incumbent, gathered 118,600 votes, which was enough for 62%. Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee, gathered around 64,000 votes, good enough for 33%. In the much-publicized race for U.S. Senate, incumbent Dan Sullivan gathered 118,900 votes for 62%, compared to independent Dr. Al Gross, who was the Democratic nominee, who received 61,000 votes for 32%. Alaska Independence Party nominee John Wayne Howe received over 5% with over 10,000 votes. In the race for Alaska's lone U.S. House seat, Don Young appears to be gearing up for a 25th term, receiving around 120,000 votes for 63%. Challenger Elise Galvin, the Democratic nominee, received almost 70,000 votes for 36.6%. In the race for State Senate District P, incumbent Republican Gary Stevens received 5,600 votes, enough for 63%. Challenger Greg Madden of the Alaska Independence Party received over 3,000 votes for 36%. Looking at the State House, in District 29, incumbent Ben Carpenter received over 4,000 votes for 74% of the tally. Petition candidate Paul Dale received 1,400 votes, enough for 26%. In District 30, Ron Gillum, the Republican nominee, received almost 3,000 votes for 66%. James Bazin, a petition candidate, received almost 1,500 votes for 33%. And in District 31, incumbent Republican Sarah Vance received over 3,700 votes for 70% of the vote. Petition candidate Kelly Cooper received around 1,500 votes at 29.6%. Ballot Measure 1, the increased oil and gas production tax, has fallen far behind, with the yes votes only receiving 61,000 votes for 34.8%, compared to no votes receiving 115,000 votes, enough for 65%. Ballot Measure 2, the act involving an open primary system, ranked choice general election, and requiring additional campaign finance disclosures, also appears to be on the path towards failure, with the no votes dominating. 75,000 yes votes were cast for 42%, while over 100,000 no votes were cast for 57%. More information can be found at RadioKenai.com. The South Central Regional Land Office has made a preliminary decision to offer a 10-year lease to Fisherman Fresh for an approximately 29-acre site for the operation of an aquatic farm site for the purpose of cultivating ribbon kelp and sugar kelp. The location of the project area is described as being within Resurrection Bay, approximately 2.7 nautical miles south of Seward. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.